This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Actor and musician Jack Wagner is starring in a new Hallmark Channel project, and he's performing at places like B.B. King's in New York City.
Good morning. How we doing?
Oh, I like that enthusiasm.
Hey, feel great, man. Can't wait for tonight. You know, I'm in bed and I'm going, you know what? I am finished with this sleeping around stuff. I am going to get on the horn and call Mike, see what's up. I was reflecting back, guys, and I really haven't played in Manhattan since the Felt Forum. It's so long ago. Right? I've played, around the area, but really looking forward to playing again in the city. So, yeah, it's me and my band. You know, I've had the same band since the mid-80s. You know, we're still doing music. I released a CD last year and got some tunes from that. It's called On the Porch, and it's pretty much Americana roots stuff that I've been kind of had inside me for years and years. It is on that CD, and a lot of old stuff from the GH days.
Yeah, GH days. I was saying you'll always be Frisco Jones. Is that still following you to this day?
Absolutely, and then gratefully so. You know, I have so many encounters with people about reminiscing great stories in their lives, because, you know, we look back, those of us who were on General Hospital and watched General Hospital, we're all near the same age now. So, you know, I think when I do run into people or they bring it up or, you know, we talk about it, wherever it is, airports or even like this, you know, it's a period of time in our lives we reflect back on where we all had, you know, three or four TV stations you sat and watched in your dorm room or with your mother or grandmother, and it's not like that today. So, you know, we all can kind of touch that period of our lives. You know, and it was about being together. You know, you really had something that everyone kind of talked about and connected with, like Frisco and Felicia. You know, today it's just a very different world. And actually, I'm on Hallmark Channel now, which is trying to garner the same thing that General Hospital did, and they're being very successful with their family programming. And the series is called When Calls the Heart, and it'll premiere, season two will premiere April 25th, Saturday, April 25th at 8 p.m. And so it's a beautiful period piece in 1910 in a pioneer town. So, listen, those kind of things matter to me. You know, that families are able to connect with their kids, and, you know, people that, you know, watch General Hospital can still find that place, and we can all connect together, because, you know, for me, that's what it's about now. So I'm looking forward to tonight.
We're talking with Jack Wagner. How do you deal with the whole, you know, studly kind of stuff, you know, the heartthrob? Do you play up to that, or you accept it, or what's your reaction to it?
Well, as you get older, I embrace it in a whole different manner now, because, you know, you kind of do it with a smile and a hug, because, you know, it really is different now. It's more about reminiscing and sharing, you know, thoughts of the past. It doesn't have, I don't think, the same frenzy it had back in the 80s. I actually was saying to my band yesterday when we had played different areas in the East Coast, I said, I just remember so much, you know, screaming in New York, and they laughed. They said, dude, there was screaming everywhere. So I think maybe instead of a scream tonight, it'll be more like connecting on a different level. Now you can just point. Oh, yeah, it's, yeah, hey. Well, we'll see. I have a feeling not everybody's so tired. I might be screaming myself tonight, guys. I think I will.
Mm. Now, On the Porch, this sounds interesting. So this was recorded where?
I recorded this in L.A. You know, so much is done today in home studios, and the majority of artists, independent artists especially like myself, just, you know, you hook up with a producer, and it really is literally in their, you know, guest house. That's where the studio is, and that's where I knocked out most of the CD.
Of course, your big hit was All I Need. You know, you got up early, so we're going to ask you to sing it live over the phone.
All I need is just a little more time to be sure what I feel isn't all in my mind, because it seems so hard to believe that you're all I need. I just was at the diner singing it. I mean, I can't stop.
Well, listen, you sound like you've got the right mindset for all of what is happening in your life and your career. It's been a long and illustrious one, but now you get to perform your music all over the country. And
oh, thank you, thank you. I've never played B.B. King's, but I hear it's a really great club, and I just love New York. Coming back here is always a real thrill for me, as well as my band. So looking forward to tonight. Thanks, guys.
And Ed, we're so glad to hear B.B. King's feeling better too, the namesake of the bar and restaurant. So
yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
With Jack Wagner, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want to save money, improve your memory, and reduce your weight at the same time? Sounds too good to be true, but it's doable. Here's the social science of it. First, how to save money. Did you know that 2/3 of all you buy in a grocery store is considered an impulse buy? To stop it, create a list of what you need, purchase from the list, pay for it, and exit the store. Want to improve your memory? Use a list. Everyone's memory slows down a bit as they age, and every genius I know uses a list to help out. Want to lose weight? Write down, list out everything you eat. As you're more conscious of what you put in your mouth, you just don't eat as much. What's the cheap psych trick? Even Santa Claus uses a list. And a simple list can save you money, improve your memory, and help you lose weight. Would love to hear from you. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer had his number 4 jersey retired in Detroit after spending his entire 14-year career with the Pistons. He's a 6-time All-Star, a 2-time NBA Finals champion, and the 1989 Finals MVP.
Thomas gives it instead to Dumars. He's in deep. He's all the way. He scores 21 in the quarter. I don't believe what I'm seeing.
So where is Joe Dumars now? Joe wanted to give back to the community, so in 1994, he opened the Joe Dumars Fieldhouse in Michigan. The Fieldhouse allows young athletes to play organized ball. In 2000, Joe was named president of basketball operations by the Pistons. He was named NBA Executive of the Year in 2003, and the Pistons scored him a championship in 2004.
The night we beat the Lakers, it's like an out-of-body experience. It was an absolutely awesome, awesome feeling.
Joe Dumars, a champion on the court and behind the desk. I'm Ahmad Rashad.